I got here is a special report. Today is October 6, 2009. And I'm a proud member of 12160.org. This is brought to you by fearlessbroadcasting.info. And, of course, you can find my website at harrythomas.info. But what I wanted to talk about is some very interesting information that has come out about the moon. This came out Tuesday, October 6, 2009. Researchers find presence of water on the moon. Now, this report actually came out a week or two back. And this was reported out of the Daily Beacon. A team of scientists, including Lawrence A. Taylor, professor in the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences, has discovered the existence of water on the lunar surface. I mean, wow. I mean, that is pretty big news. But it gets pretty interesting because they make this announcement, but then all of a sudden we realize that NASA is going to crash land LCROSS on October 9th. Get this, in 3 days. And it says that that will bring more supporting evidence to our find, Taylor said. We would hope that all this will lead to humans returning to the moon to establish a launching point away from the Earth's gravity from which to refuel and go onward to Mars and beyond into the solar system. Discovery was made possible by a partnership between NASA and UT to fund Taylor's work. You know, and we've heard this before, that they want to colonize the moon and they want to colonize space. In my honest opinion, it's a huge waste of taxpayer money, for one. And there are some saying that this violates a UN agreement and therefore would be against the law. We're going to get into that in a little bit because I did find the way some people are perceiving this, their perceptions are a little off. We'll get to that in a minute. Space.com reported, it's official. Water found on the moon. The new findings detailed in a September 25th issue of the journal Science come into wake as further evidence of lunar polar water ice by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter and just weeks before a planned lunar impact of NASA's LCROSS satellite, which will hit one of the permanently shadowed centers at the moon's south pole in hopes of churning up evidence of water ice deposits in the debris field. So what they're going to do is they're going to crash a satellite, some people are calling it a rocket, into a dark area of the moon, create a crater so that they can force debris up so that they can study it somehow. The moon remains drier than any desert on Earth. But the water is said to exist on the moon in very small quantities. 1 ton of the top layer of the lunar surface would hold about 32 ounces of water, researchers say. Now this here is key. Think about this, okay? 1 ton of the surface would only yield about 32 ounces of water. Okay, that's not a heck of a lot. That's not a heck of a lot of water really at all. And to be mining this water is what they want to do. Fox News reported NASA wants to mine moon water. This came out Wednesday, September 30th, 2009. NASA has long planned to mine water on the moon to supply human colonies and future space exploration. Now, the discovery of small amounts of water across much of the lunar surface has shifted that vision into fast forward, with the U.S. Space Agency pursuing several promising technologies. It says here, one probe, NASA's LCROSS spacecraft, now here they're calling it a spacecraft, other articles call it a rocket, others call it a satellite. Well, what is it really? It's a satellite, really. So this LCROSS spacecraft is closing in on the moon's south pole and is expected to crash into a crater on October 9th. in another bid to find water ice hidden within the permanent shadows there. Not just half-baked. NASA scientists have quietly worked on water mining technologies for years in small laboratories, but a full-blown project did not emerge until the latest vision for living off the land and using lunar resources emerged in 2004. So in 2004, they really started seriously looking at this mining technology of water. And you say, well, you know, Harry, what the heck does this all mean? To tell you the truth, I don't know what it all means. What I do know is they're wasting a real awful lot of money, taxpayers' money, on these projects, which doesn't really gonna seem like it's going to yield anything for us here. You know, first of all, let's ask ourselves, our economy is collapsing, the dollar is dying, can we afford these kind of exuberant space programs? I'd say not. And right at NASA's own website, they're trying to promote this thing where they're encouraging people to have impact night parties, and they're putting up a live satellite feed to watch the impact live. It's incredible. NASA news release, September 28th, 2009. LCROSS mission changes the impact crater. So now they're saying that the target crater, they're changing from Cabeus A to Cabeus proper. I mean, you could go to NASA's website and read more about this. In fact, a lot of people have been Twittering them, because there's a link there, and telling them that they're totally crazy. I mean, we're talking about an impact. They're talking about an impact, a crash. And it says NASA's LCROSS mission will culminate with two lunar impacts. So this says there's going to be two, not just one, two. LCROSS means Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite. So it is a satellite. The mission objectives of the Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite include confirming the presence or absence of water ice in a permanently shadowed crater at the moon's south pole. The identification of water is very important in the future of human activities on the moon. LCROSS will evacuate the permanently dark floor of one of the moon's polar crashes with two heavy impactors in 2009 to test the theory that ancient ice lies buried there. And this is all on a theory, mind you. They're not even sure. It says here it may or may not find presence of water, of ancient water. Oh my God, the impact will eject material from the crater's surface to create a plume that specialized instruments will be able to analyze for the presence of water, hydrocarbons, and hydrated materials. I mean, the last time I checked, the moon had everything to do with gravitational forces and controlling the tides in the ocean. You know, without them tides and stuff, the Earth will die. Understand this. I mean, exactly what kind of an impact? Is this going to change the Earth's gravitational pull on Earth? Is this even be considered? And what kind of madmen sit around thinking up these kind of ideas? Just like on Earth, water is crucial resource on the moon, it will not be practical to transport to space the amount of water needed for human and explorational needs. And 1 ton of that material produces 32 ounces of water. And what are we going to have to do? Keep impacting the moon to exhume these materials to get this water? This doesn't make any sense. Many years ago, the great British explorer George Mallory, who was to die on Mount Everest, was asked why did he want to climb it? And he said, because it's there. And it really, I mean, is that what we're seeing here with the moon? It's just because it's there? Doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense at all. Science Daily reported, rocket smash could find moon's water ice, experts say. Crashing a rocket into the moon will create one more dimple on the lunar surface and could find water, according to Durham University. if ice is present in the permanently shaded lunar craters of the moon. Now think about this. If ice, they're going to impact the moon, and they don't even know what exactly they're doing. And this is happening on October 9th. You're going to have to get a call out to your congressmen, to your senators, and let them know exactly what you think about this. I mean, what do you think about this? I think this is very dangerous. Very dangerous areas indeed. If ice is present, then it could potentially provide a water source for eventually establishment of a manned base on the moon. Such a base could be used for a platform for exploration into the further reaches of our solar system. But we've already heard DOD, Pentagon plans of militarization of space, okay? And they do these kind of things to try to get people on board with colonizing the moon and all. And the next thing you know, we're going to have military bases on the moon. Permanent military bases on the moon. I mean, think about this. This is a violation of the UN Treaty of 1979. Agreement governing the activities of states on the moon and other celestial bodies. This entered into force on July 11th, 1984. In Article 1, it says, the provisions of this agreement relating to the moon shall also apply to other celestial bodies within the solar system. So this isn't just an agreement of the moon. It's an agreement of the solar system in general. Anything other than Earth. And I've heard a lot of people saying that this is a violation of Article 3 of this agreement, where the moon shall be used by all state parties exclusively for peaceful purposes. But really what this is military activities. It's perfectly all right under this UN agreement for NASA to be trying to mine water and set up colonization on the moon for further space exploration. Okay, this is exactly what this agreement is. What this agreement does prohibit is the establishment of military bases. You know, and they're not going to tell you that they're going to put the military bases there, even though their plans are on record and everything. They're not going to come out on NASA's website or space.com and announce any of this. Even though it's in their plans, it's in their constituency plans, you know, they have plans to militarize space. And I've done reports on it before. You could check it out at my YouTube channel, HarryThomas.info and stuff. And the information's up there. But Section 2 of Article 3 says something very interesting. Any threat or use of force or other hostile acts or threat of hostile act on the moon is prohibited. Now, even though this isn't a military experiment at all, is crashing a rocket, a satellite, whatever you want to call it, into the surface of a moon a hostile act? I would say it's a hostile act. I really would. Especially when you're admitting that you're going to create a crater, and you're admitting that it's going to cause a plume of debris to come up so that you can use technology to try to mine the water, and not even mine the water, get you to test to see if the water exists so that it can be mined. And this, in Article 3, Section 4, says the establishment of military bases, installations, and fornications, the testing of any type of weapons, and conduct of military maneuvers on the moon is forbidden. So when people are saying, you know, this is an attack on the moon and stuff, this is a military operation, it's not considered a military operation. And therefore would not be considered a violation of Article 3 of this act. But, like I said, it depends on the definition of hostile act, what you think a hostile act is. And in Article 6 of this document, it says, number one, there shall be freedom of scientific investigation on the moon by all state parties without discrimination of any kind, on the basis of equality and in accordance with national law. So this says, yeah, they have a, this is what they have a right to do up there. And then Article 7 goes on to say, in exploring and using the moon, state parties shall take measures to prevent the disruption of the existing its balance of its environment, whether by introducing adverse changes into that environment, and by its harmful contamination through the introduction of extra environmental matter or otherwise. State parties shall also take measures to avoid harmfully affecting the environment of the Earth through the introduction of extraterrestrial matter or otherwise. So, where a lot of people are saying this is a violation of Article 6, I mean, of Article 3, it really isn't. It's really a violation of Article 7 of this agreement. Therefore, this is an illegal act. Therefore, we need to get a hold of our representatives and NASA and our neighbors. Let people know. Force this issue out. We've only got 3 days before they're going to do this. Because this is a disruption of the existing balance of the moon's environment. And they're introducing adverse changes in that environment by launching this spacecraft into it. That's a violation. And we need to inform the Secretary General of the United Nations of this, even though that is a world body, and we really, in my opinion, shouldn't even be involved in the UN, and let alone taking orders from them and giving up our sovereignty in any way. Now, Article 8 of this agreement says, state parties may pursue their activities in exploration and use of the moon anywhere on or below its surfaces, subject to the provisions of this agreement. And it says here that they can land their space objects on the moon and launch them from the moon. But this says land their space. It doesn't say crash. It doesn't say create a crater. It doesn't say anything like that at all. It says land. And again, this is a violation of Article 7. They're disrupting the existing balance of the environment. And it says state parties shall also take measures to avoid harmfully affecting the environment of the Earth through an introduction of extraterrestrial matter or otherwise. And the extraterrestrial matter is that spacecraft, that rocket, that satellite that they're going to crash, which do they even realize if that could affect the tides in the ocean or the gravitational? We rely on the moon for that gravitation. Oh, this really is very disturbing. Article 11 says the moon is not subject to national appropriation by any claims of sovereignty, by means of use or occupation, or by any other means. So this is saying that the moon is not sovereign, that apparently we can crash this in there, even though it's a violation of Article 7. So by sovereign means that we can set up permanent human colonies, is what they're calling it, and NASA, that this is going to pave the way to set up human colonies on the moon. I mean, really, is the moon's resources or any of it so more important than our own? It says state parties have the right to exploration and use of the moon without discrimination of any kind. And it says here, the orderly and safe development of the natural resources of the moon, the rational management of those resources. So in this UN agreement, it does say that mining the water on the moon is allowable, but it says the safe development. I'm not sure if this is safe at all. So again, this could be a violation of Article 11. I mean, they don't really specify exactly how safe this crash is going to be. It's going to create an impact, a crater. And what I found here very interesting is Article 12 of this agreement, Section 3, states, in the event of an emergency involving a threat to human life, state parties may use the equipment, vehicles, installations, facilities, and supplies of other states' parties on the moon. So they're colonizing the moon in case there's an emergency involving a threat to human life. Do you actually think you're going to be saved on the moon? No, the elites are going to be up on the moon, saving their own butts. This is not for you at all. You're going to benefit in no way whatsoever from this colonization of the moon. This is what we have. This is the steps to colonizing the moon for the elite, okay? And they already said they want military bases. Don't let them fool you. You know, this is a violation of UN. And if we allow it to happen, they're just going to keep going further and further and further along with their agenda. You know, I encourage you, and I'm begging of you, to get this special report out, to get this information out. We've only got 3 days, not even really, 2 days. A day, really, for hardcore resistance on this. This is a violation of UN Treaty Article 7. And you could do a Google search. Agreement governing the activities of states on the moon and celestial bodies. Do a Google search. Look at this agreement. You know, investigate my claims right now and let them know that this is a violation of Article 7, Section 1 of the UN agreement. We got to get the word out. Please visit 12160.org. Please visit fearlessbroadcasting.info. And you can always go for more information about the globalist elite's plan for the New World Order at harrythomas.info. I want to thank you for listening to this special report. And together, we will make a difference.